Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. The Alton Fire Department held an open house Monday for its new addition. This expansion totals some 8,850 square feet of space. Fire Department Chief Quentin Vaness says the project came in on time and it's within its $2 million budget.
We had a year schedule put on this for construction. Potma Sigma did a great job of maintaining that schedule. There's a few things that got a little bit tight, but I mean, they came in right at the nick of time. And we're able to keep the process actually on the construction schedule moving right along. As far as cost goes and within budget, everybody labels the COVID factor out there. You know, when we started this process, it was pre-COVID. Went into the bid, it was right in the heart of it. So we did see some uptick in some budgetary numbers.
The addition includes the luxury of space.
It's key. Room is it's tough when you're coming into a facility that is tight. Everybody's tripping over each other in the state of an emergency. And then you always got to be thinking of the next person, which you always do anyway. But it's more efficient. If you're not tripping over anybody trying to get to your gear because they're in the way, and we can get at our trucks. Our Rescue 9, our main truck, you can only enter from one side before because we're so tight in that building, in the original building.
There's now plenty of room for equipment, training, and enough overhead space to test their equipment indoors.
The extra room in the building lends itself very nicely for training. We can actually do interior training inside the building during the winter months when it's inclement weather outside, where before it was very hard to do. In order to do it, we had to move all the trucks outside. Well, now you're moving trucks out in the cold weather, not the greatest thing for the trucks. If we wanted to use some equipment off the trucks, it was a hassle getting the equipment off the truck into the building and then close the doors again. So,
as much as Alton's fire department training is done online, part of the fire department's addition includes a large conference room for this purpose. Alton voters on March 2021 passed a $2 million bond issue to fund construction. The vote was 335-11 in favor of the project. The bonds are being paid off through local option sales taxes. Vaness says the fire department has been using the new addition since mid-July. A Sheffield, Iowa man was injured in a motorcycle accident Sunday near Boyden in Sioux County. The Sheriff's Department says 41-year-old Matthew Lane was riding on U.S. Highway 18 around 6 a.m. when he lost control of the motorcycle and was ejected from it. Lane was taken by Boyden Ambulance to Sanford Sheldon Medical Center for treatment of his injuries. Sheldon Fire and Ambulance also responded to the accident, which remains under investigation. Iowa ranks 9th in the country on the annual Kids Count report, which ranks states on 12 factors divided into 4 categories: economic well-being, education, health, and family and community. Iowa's high ranking can be misleading, according to Ann Disher, executive director of Common Good Iowa, which partners with the Annie E. Casey Foundation on the report. Disher says Iowa ranks first for high school kids graduating on time, but ranks 21st in the share of young people attending preschool, 22nd in fourth graders not reading proficiently, 25th in eighth graders not proficient in math, and 25th in child and teen death rates, and 33rd on the percentage of kids who are overweight or obese. Disher says Iowa ranks 17th overall in the health category, and it did well on some measures such as kids covered by health insurance, where it ranked 4th best in the U.S. And the 2022 Iowa State Fair starts on Thursday. Gary Slater, the fair's CEO and general manager, says the organization is still recovering financially from the cancellation of the 2020 fair due to the pandemic. The state fair lost $13 million when the event was canceled in 2020, but qualified for an $11 million shuttered venues grant from the federal government. Attendance was down a bit during last year's Iowa State Fair, but the 11-day run of the 2021 state fair turned a $36 million profit. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.